Welcome to Mindful Living with Miraval on the Mrs. Green's World Radio and Podcast Network. Miraval Resort and Spa has been blessed with the most amazing team of healers, health practitioners, and wellness providers who spend their lives creating and teaching the magic of living in the moment. Today, we're going to hear some of their stories.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Mindful Living with Miraval Resort and Spa. This is Gina Murphy Darling from the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. Our guest for this, our very first segment of Mindful Living, is the one and only and amazingly awesome Lee Weinraub, tennis coach and wellness counselor at Miraval, and I dare say someone whose greatness does not befit any one particular title. Our topic for today is from Lee's chapter in the latest book from this award-winning destination, Mindful Living by Miraval. Lee is going to share with us some of her thoughts about her chapter in the book, Finding Balance in an Unbalanced World. Lee, you can tell by my voice and my excitement that I'm delighted to have you as the first guest for our series, and I know that you always have wonderful pearls of wisdom to share with us, and we can't wait to hear them.
Thank you for having me. Your voice is always so fired up that it feels like a dose of wellness for me. It feels awesome just to hear your voice.
So I am supercharged. We'll have a great time together. Seriously, we will have a great time together, and the time will fly. So let's just get right into it. You are an athlete. You are a coach. You are a counselor. You have an incredible background, and in your book, in the book, you talk about how sports made you think about balance from a different perspective. Share a little bit about that with us.
So you're actually catching me after following a tennis class that I just gave, in which someone actually fell on the tennis court because they lost their balance. So this is the perfect timing.
Perfect. Is that going to be on YouTube? Go ahead. We don't do that.
What I discovered pretty quickly, being in both the psychology world and the sports world, was that when I explain certain concepts that are fairly abstract, they're sometimes hard to grasp and they're hard to put into practice in one's life, when I have somebody on a tennis court and I'm talking about something in the physical world with a racket in the hand, it seems easier for people to understand and then translate it into their life. So a lot of times when I'm on the court, I will describe balance as the relationship between speed and strength. And part of strength includes flexibility. So if you're swinging a golf club, you're swinging a tennis racket really, really fast, and you don't have the speed and or the strength and the flexibility to maintain that speed, you are going to inevitably lose your balance. And the physical world doesn't lie. So I oftentimes try to describe to people that in 2 minutes, I cannot make somebody stronger. That would take some time, but I can slow them down. So I often try to get people to just slow their swing down. The ultimate goal is to get anyone I work with to swing really quickly and have a fast, big swing with lots of strength and flexibility to maintain that. That would be the ideal implementation of balance, but it takes time to get there. So the application of this into a person's life is you have a lot on your plate. Reality can be challenging. You have work, you have children, you have just the stressors of dealing with the partner, dealing with daily life. And sometimes you don't always feel like you have all of the resources to implement, to manage all of the things that are on your plate. So I oftentimes discuss with people is, okay, realistically, what can you slow down? Or how can you increase your mental capacity to maintain the speeds in which you want to go through your life? And at Miraval, I meet people all the time. They want to be extraordinary. And learning how to find balance is a daunting thing. You have to get into some of the minutia and the details of your life to learn how to slow down or how to manage all of the things that are on your life plate.
And is there, you know, when you talk about that, there are so many things that you actually teach at Miraval. Is that the underpinning? Is that the basic core philosophy, as it were? Is that the word that I think you invented, the athleteology of becoming more balanced? Because there is the physical fitness, but what you're talking about is, to me, always the missing piece, the emotional fitness? How do we do that? And how do you do things to help them with the takeaway, because they're only there for a couple of days or a week?
Yep. So athletology is a concept. It's a seminar that I give here. And the general concept is that I take all of the tools I would use to help an athlete train to become a superior athlete. I take those tools and apply them to life. So it's essentially thinking like a sports psychologist, but applying it to your life. And one of the big concepts in sports, mentally, physically, spiritually, is recovery. So, for instance, in a tennis match that you're playing 2 hours, you're actually only playing points for maybe 10 minutes of the 2 hours. So a lot of becoming a great athlete is learning how to manage the recovery in between your stressors. This is a lot like life as well. You're not going through life with constant stress. It's learning the tools of how to recover in between the stressful moments so that when they come, you have a full deck to manage some of the challenges that are going to come toward you. So athletology teaches a lot about those concepts. And believe it or not, at Miraval, 2-3 days or even a day, there are so many concrete, practical tools people learn here that I think are fairly quickly applicable to your life.
And that you can reach, and you can reach back for them. I mean, I'm a perfect example.
Absolutely.
Of sometimes when I am in my most stressful moments, I literally do some breathing and imagine myself there, because it does. There is something about the magic of Miraval that helps you have the ability. And that's a tool that someone there gave me, of being mindful and just slowing down and saying, okay, how bad is it, or how stressed am I? And it makes everything in the world go better. So this is that part of what you talk about, a concept of recovery?
I talk a lot about recovery. And the details, the minutiae, you know, one of the things I do in some of the speaking I do here, I almost always start out with asking questions. Because in order to get people to have the buy-in and the energy to actually execute these tools, they have to understand, they have to have insight into how to think, not just be a programmed robot. So I ask people all the time, what is balance? What does it mean to you? Do you see it as a destination? Do you see it as a noun? Do you see it as life is always about maneuvering and learning how to have more balance, and so it's more of a verb where you're balancing in life? And I would say for any of your listeners, start with the question, and it is different for every single person. What does balance mean to you? What does it look like? What would it feel like to actually be a more balanced person? And I would even say, sit down, write some things down that come to mind. You know, the study of an athlete, athletes are obsessed with creating certain feelings. They love certain sensations. I mean, for me personally, I'm a contact point junkie. When the strings touch the ball, it is the sweetest feeling.
Right.
And I'll hit 10,000 just so that I can have 5 that feel really, really sweet. So the focus is on a feeling that feels awesome. And what I would say to all the listeners of your awesome show is, start focusing on, when you have been balanced, what did it feel like? What would it even begin to feel like to feel more balanced? And it is very different for different people.
It's one of the things that I so respect about you. You do make it about us. And I've heard you speak to a group of 100 alpha females and put us all at ease and put our mind at peace, and expecting a lot. I mean, you remember the time. So you get us to a place of questioning and making it about us, even if there are 99 other people in the room. And there's something very important about that. Tie that into what you talk about in the book, Soul Stress Fracture, and link it, if you can, to the concepts that you cover about balance in Mindful Living by Miraval.
So this term that I created, and I use it a lot at Miraval, and no matter who I'm working with, somehow this concept always seems to arise. The term I use is called a soul stress fracture. So if someone had come to me because they really wanted to get toned arms, they wanted to be really strong, we would go to the gym and we would lift a lot of weights. They would do lots of bicep curls and push-ups and pull-ups. And at the end of the hour, I would say, go home, eat some protein, drink some water, come back every other day. And they would come back, and in 6 months, their body would be more toned. Their arms would be more toned.
Right.
They would not stay in the gym and keep curling and keep curling and keep curling and keep curling because they would suffer from a major injury. They would break their arm. So they get it when it comes to their arm that they would get a stress fracture. It is a lot harder to understand and to see how when your head and your heart and your soul are curling and ruminating and ruminating and ruminating, stress is blind, and it's cumulative, and it's going on the inside. And so I think oftentimes it's hard for people to see how they developed a soul stress fracture. But whether it's your relationship has declined, you've gained some weight, you have acid reflux, you have some sort of physical symptoms, you have headaches, almost all the issues I see, and this is facing every single person out there, it's hard to see how stress is accumulating on the inside. So I always think of it as a soul stress fracture. And when you have a stress fracture, you'd go to the doctor and you'd identify it, you'd name it, then you'd have to rest it. Then you'd have to learn how not to do what you did before, and then you'd have to learn some new tools on how you're going to retrain in the future. So a lot of the work I do here is identifying it, calming it down, and developing a new training program on how not to be plowing through your life with so much in it that you never check in with yourself, that you get so off balance that you get ill on the inside.
And so many of us are. And what I always feel from you after I've heard you speak or you've been interviewed on the show is that there is a gentleness and a kindness with which you offer this versus a judgment. Like, you better do this because you have a soul stress fracture. Just your talking about it calms me down. And I am one of those that walks around breathless because there are so many plate spinning, and this will be a mindful thing for me to do, even listening to this podcast, to hear the calming sincerity with which you offer this relief for the soul stress fracture. I don't know anybody really that doesn't have a soul stress fracture, and I love that you make up words. I really don't. I mean, I call people and say, oh, I'm so busy, and they look at me like I landed from Mars. Like, really? You are? Everybody is all so busy. So I just want to, I knew that this was the 15-minute segments would seem like an hour. About a second. Sorry. You do Zen tennis athleteology. You carry your, a thing called carry your mental couch to the curb. If people are going to Miraval, that's among the many things. And in your spare time.
That's a new one. And carry your mental couch to the curb is, I'm biased because I give it, but it's an awesome seminar. It's interactive. And I think one of the things that's so magical about Miraval is it's the perfect place for people to be open. There is no judgment. It's a real authentic place where vulnerability is encouraged, and every practitioner here is just as vulnerable as any guest. And this lecture is a lot about connection.
I agree with you more about mindful living at Miraval. Thank you so much. And in your spare time, you developed a clothing line that people can also purchase at Miraval. This is Wonder Woman. Lee, thank you. Thank you, everyone, for joining us for this segment of Mindful Living with Miraval Resort and Spa. Please be sure to join us for our next segment with Justin Macy, the executive chef who will be talking to us about my favorite topic, food. Justin's chapter in the book is entitled Harvest, Mindful Eating. We look forward to yet another opportunity to learn more about mindful living by Miraval. Lee, thank you so very much, and make it a great life in balance day.
Thank you.